Today's shiur is Masechet Yevamos Daf Nun. We will begin on Daf Mem Tesam Beis, two lines from the bottom. In the previous shiur, we had learned that a scroll was found, which indicated that Menashe had killed Yeshaya. Menashe used excuse that Yeshaya, Navi Yeshaya, makes a number of statements that Menashe claimed were contrary to what it says in Torah Shebiktav. And we discussed the previous year a number of those seemingly contradictory statements. And the Gemara now will focus on the last of those seeming contradictions. Yeshaya says in his Navi, as we discussed yesterday, Chizkiah had refused to get married because he saw b'nevuah that his descendants, actually as we now see, it was very true, his descendant Menashe would act in a very inappropriate manner. And Yeshaya comes to discuss it with him, and Chizkiah agrees to get married. And Yeshaya tells him, "V'safti oyamecha chamesh esrei shana." You'll have 15 years added to your life. And what Menashe says is that's contrary to what it says in the Torah. Because it says in the Torah, "Smispa yomecha amalei," that everybody has a certain amount of years predestined and there's no adding to those years. So ask the Gemara, how do we reconcile that contradiction? Says the Gemara, "Tanaihi." It actually represents a machlokes tanon. The Tanya, one brisa says, "Smispa yomecha amalei, elu shnei doiros." These are the amount of years that a person has predestined. Zocha, if a person acts properly, mashlim loy, he lives out the years that he's supposed to. Loy zocha, if he doesn't act properly, poichsen loy, then he loses from the years. Diver Rabbi Kiva. But according to Rabbi Kiva, no one gets more years. It's only a question of living out the years that you're supposed to have. Asmispa yomecha amali. The Chamaimrim, disagree in Rabbi Kiva, and they hold Zocha, if a person acts properly, Maisifaloi, then he gets extra years added. Loi Zocha, if he doesn't act properly, Paichsonloi. He loses those extra years. And as Tysus points out, that even the Rabbanon doesn't only lose the extra years, he even loses the years he's supposed to have. And as Tysus points out, even though the Gemara is saying that according to Rabbanon, a person, if he acts properly, can get extra years, but the Gemara says, "M'sekta ma'ikotin, b'nei chayim mezayne loy b'zchusa talimilsa." It's not really dependent on the way we act. Ela b'mazel talimilsa, it has a lot to do with mazel. So Taisva says that means that even the Rabbanan agree it's not so simple to get extra years. You really have to be very deserving of them. But first, should also point out the Gemara in mentioning Rabbi Kiva's opinion says, Elish shnei doiros. What does the Gemara use the lashon shnei doiros? Years of a doiros. It should be elish shanim. These are the years that a person is supposed to have. Either he'll live them out, or chas v'shalom he won't. What is doiros? So the Mefarshim explain that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu decides how many years a person should live, it's not just a factor of the person himself that this person should live these amount of years. There are other factors that go into consideration in making that decision. And one of the factors is the doiros, where he lives. That means in certain times people lived longer. In other times people did not have such a long life. How important he is to the doiros, to the people that are around him, that he has influence over. All of those are factors that a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes into consideration when he decides how long a person is supposed to live. Ask the Mashal. We say every day, "Leman yirbu yumechem v'mei v'nechem." So it means that we can have extra days. So Akar B'Kiva say that there are no extra days. So the Mashal says that according to B'Kiva, we're going to have to define "Leman yirbu yumechem v'mei v'nechem," not to mean extra days, but it means "Leman yirbu yumechem," that we should live out the days that were b'shertas. I also saw that the Mefarshim asked that there are a number of Gemaras that seem to point out that there is a concept of getting extra days. The Pasuk says regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu says when he's about to pass away, Hayoim molu yomai shnoisai. Today I lived my 120 years. But the Medrash also says that had Moshe not done the Aveira of the Mei Meriva, he would have lived longer. But if according to Rekiva, nobody lives more than what's predestined, so what's pshat? Moshe says, I lived the days I was supposed to have. And according to Rekiva, there's nothing more. Same, we find a famous Gemara, that David HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he would die on Shabbos. And David HaMelech asked, he doesn't want to die on Shabbos because it involves Chil Shabbos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, there's no option, because Ei Malchus Nagas B'Chaverta El Kamalei Nima. And that day was the day that Shlomo Melech's rule was supposed to take over, and you can't survive, because then Shlomo Melech's kingdom will be delayed. So what does it seem to be saying? That if not for that consideration, he could have lived longer. Rabbi Akiva says he can't live longer. So on that kasha with David HaMelech, the Farshim say that even Rabbi Akiva, who says that a person has a certain amount of years he's supposed to live, a few extra days aren't such a big deal. But the Mefarshim say, we can't bring a raya from a king, from a melech, Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech, to every average person. When Rabbi Akiva says that an average person could only live the days that it were predestined and not anymore, that's a member of Klal Yisrael, a king who has a whole different din, has a whole different status, category. He maybe could live extra days. Rabbi Akiva is not referring to him. But on the other hand, I saw from the Aruch Chener, so from here we see it's pretty good to be a king, because even Rabbi Akiva agrees that a king could get extra years. But then I saw Aruch Chener just the opposite. Because we learned, if you'll recall, a Gemara Masechta Maakotin. The Gemara Masechta Maakotin says that the Malach HaMavis took away a person by mistake that wasn't supposed to die. And the Gemara says there, those years that person was supposed to live, what happened with those years? They were given to someone else. The Gemara says it was given to someone who was Maval Midoisov, someone who was very easygoing. And if you recall, we explained why. Because those extra years would not really be to the credit of the person that lived them. They would be to the credit of the person who lost those years. And you have to be a certain type of personality that you should do the mitzvahs, and you should learn the Torah, and somebody else should get the credit. So ask the Mashah, so what's the Gemara have a problem with Chizkiyah? Did he get extra years or not get extra years? Why did the Gemara say that Chizkiyah got years from a person that died early that lost those years? So answers Aruch Chener, one person could make up the years of another person that lost. But that a king should be the candidate, that he should get the extra years that a regular person lost, since a king and a regular person, as we just said, are such two different categories, that's not where they would give those extra years. That's why the Gemara did not suggest that teretz. Amar Rabbi Akiva, so the Chum asked Rabbi Akiva, Harei Oyma, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'safti Ayomecha Chameshas Rishona, you'll have 15 extra years. So how could you, Rabbi Akiva, say, ask the Chachamim, that there are no extra years given? Amalehem, so Rekiva responds, Mishiloi Hisifalo. Those 15 years aren't 15 extra years. What the Pasuk is saying is that the years you're supposed to have, you'll get, but not extra years. Taida, and the Rekiva brings a raya to his position. And this is the way Mashah explains this raya very nicely. Shrein Navi Oimid Umasnabe. The Navi, it says Navua, Hinin ben Noilid Lebeis David, he tells Chizkiyah, you will have a descendant, Yishiyahu Shmo, he was actually Menashe's son. V'dayim le'nola Menashe. Menashe wasn't yet born, like the Mashah explains. A Navi can only speak about what's for sure going to happen, not about what might happen. So if the Navi is saying to Chizkiyah, you're going to have this descendant Yishiyahu, who's coming from Menashe, he couldn't be saying it's going to happen in years that are extra years. Because the Navi can't speak about years that are extra, because it's not for sure that those years will even ever come. So it must be that he's only referring, that those 15 years, which were the years in which Menashe's father was born, and ultimately Menashe and Yeshaya, are only from years that were already predestined. Ask the Gemara, so how did Chachamim respond? Rabban Riksa Michizkiyah, it doesn't say that Chizkiyah will be the forefather necessarily of Yeshiyahu. Lebeis Tavik Siv, Yeshiyahu will be a member of the family of the Beis David. Im Chizkiyah Narlud, either he'll come from Chizkiyah, Im and Shachrinim may come from a different person, and there is no proof, no conclusive proof, so to speak, that he has to come from Chizkiyah, and therefore that pasuk doesn't trouble the Chachamim. So we learned in the Mishnah, Ish Tishmeisa, Yivim Tishmeisa. Just to review quickly, we learned at the end of the Mishnah, on Daf Mem, Tesom, and Aleph, that if somebody's wife, only when someone's wife passes away, may he marry her sister. And even if he divorces that wife, as long as she's alive, he can't marry his sister. And then we learned the same thing is with his Yevimta. Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef comments, Can't Shani Rebbe Mishnah Shana Tzricha. Our Mishnah is really superfluous. And there are a number of Pshatim in the Rishonim how to explain this Gemara. Rashi says, what does Rav Yosef mean here? That these dinim that we just described, that our Mishnah said, are all in the Chumash. And our Mishnah is not here to repeat what it says in the Torah, Torah Shebiksav. And that's why Rabbi Yosef considers it a Mishnah Shenet Tzricha. Ask Taisvis, that we find many Mishnayos that mention halachas that are in the Chumash. So why is all of a sudden now the Gemara saying that because there's a din mentioned in the Mishnah that's already in the Chumash, it's considered Mishnah Shenet Tzricha? So Taisvis therefore says that what the Mishnah Shenet Tzricha, what Rabbi Yosef means when he says Mishnah Shenet Tzricha, is the second part of the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says that this is an halacha, that as long as one wife is alive, he can't marry his sister, etc., etc., says, and then the Mishnah repeated, that's the same for Yevimta. So why do we have to say the same for Yevimta? Obviously, once you have Yibum with your Yevimta, she is your wife. That is what Rabbi Yosef is saying, superfluous. That's how Tosfos learns. The Ramban has a different approach. The Ramban says, he sort of agrees with Tosfos that our Mishnah, that a Mishnah should repeat something that's said in the Chumash is not a Chiddush, but what the Chiddush is, that we already have other Mishnayos that we learned and will learn in our Masechta that indicate this halacha, that as long as one wife is alive, even if he divorces her, he can't marry his sister. Why does our Mishnah have to repeat it? That's what the Gemara means with Mishnah Shenet Tzricha. How do we defend Rashi? That Tosfos and Ramban ask a Rashi that Mishnayos constantly are repeating what it says in the Chumash, and the Gemara doesn't call it Mishnah Shenet Tzricha. So the Mefarshim explain as follows. They say, normally, even if a Mishnah repeats a din that we know from Torah Shebiksav, the Mishnah doesn't just repeat that din. It says that din, and then it expounds on it what isn't explicit in the Torah. Here in our Mishnah, all the Mishnah is doing is just saying something that you can learn from the Chumash alone without teaching us anything extra. And that's why Rashi says, Rabbi Yosef considers it a Mishnah She'enet Tzricha. Hadron Lacha Choylitz, Hadron Lacha Choylitz, Hadron Lacha Choylitz. Before we begin, Be'ezra Hashem, the next perek, we need to say a word of introduction. As we've been learning, we're up to Daf Nun already, Baruch Hashem, Masechet Yevamos. Midaraisa, if a Yevama falls to a Yavam, the Torah gives us two options. One option is Chalitza, if he doesn't want to marry her, and the other option is Yibam. What is Yibam? As we learned, and we will learn in Mitzvah Shem, Yibam means Bia, that he has relations with this woman, she becomes his wife. However, Chazal speak about two other options. One, and options that we've discussed. One is called Maimer, and one is called Get. Actually, as we'll discuss very soon, Maimer, which is the regular form of Kedushin, Kedusha Shtar, Kedusha Kesef, is something that Chazal recommend to be done to a Yavama. Because it's inappropriate, as we'll learn in this parak, that the Yavam should just do Biyah with the Yavama. It's most appropriate that they should have Shtar or Kesef, and then do the Biyah. What is the halacha if a Yavam does Maimer with the Yavama? So again, Midraisa really had no effect. Midrabbanan, it has a lot of consequences. The first consequence it has is that if one Yavam does Maimer with one Yavama, all the other Yavamas are no longer candidates for Yibum. She becomes the candidate for Yibum Because Allah is Bayis Echru Boina, Veina Boina Shnei Batim. Yibam is only done with one widow. And since she is the widow that the Maimer was done, she becomes the candidate for Yibam to the exclusion of the other wives. And on the other hand, as we know, all the brothers are candidates to do Yavam, Yibam. But once one Yavam does Maimer, he becomes a candidate, and the other brothers are now excluded. One more halacha. That once Maimer is done from a Yavam to Yavama, she's considered like his wife already, and no matter what will happen in the future, he will not be allowed to marry her relatives. As we just learned, a husband's not allowed to marry the relatives, certain relatives that the Torah identifies of his wife. Then there's another thing that can be done, which actually is hard to understand why anybody would do it, but the Mishnah discusses it at great length. Let's say a Yavam gives his Yavama a get. So again, midaraisa, it doesn't really accomplish anything. Because the way a zika, the way the relationship between a Yavam and a Yavama is dissolved, with chalitza, not with a get. But if he gave a get, and we're learning the Gemara Mitzvah, why Chazal made these rules, it has a number of effects. Number one, by giving a get to one Yavama, Yibam is no longer an option in this family, and all of the Yavamas become excluded from receiving Yibam, one halacha. Another halacha is that he gives a get to Yavama, so she becomes like his grusha, that we just finished discussing at the end of the previous parak. You're not allowed to marry the relatives of your grusha. That's what a get accomplishes, again, midrabbanan. The righteous get shouldn't have been given. Why? We'll learn in the Gemara, but she falls into the category of kivin shabana, kivin shloibana, since he decided not to do yibam shivla yivna, there is no longer an option for her or any of her co-wives to receive yibam in this relationship anymore. Says the Mishnah, Rav Gamliel Omer, ein get ach get, v'loi maimer ach maimer. If get is given to one Yavama, then the second Yavama is no longer a candidate for a get. So even if she receives a get, according to Rav Gamliel, it's meaningless. Similarly, v'loi maimer ach maimer. If maimer is given to one Yavama, then the next Yavama, even if she receives maimer, it's meaningless. And Rashi, as we'll learn in Mitzvah and tomorrow's shir, explains why. Actually, the Gemara gives two explanations for Gamliel. We're going to follow the explanation Rashi gives here, that Rav Gamliel looks at it very simply. Manavshach. If a get is effective, so the first get is completely effective, it severs the relationship between the Yavam and her, and his brother's family. So the second get is meaningless. If, on the other hand, as we suggested in our introductory remarks, a get is a meaningless act here, so the first get is meaningless and the second get is meaningless. So no matter how you look at it, the second get is meaningless. Similarly with a maimer. If a maimer has a halachic effect, so then the first maimer already made her into his wife, and then the second maimer is meaningless. And it's important to note, and again, this is the way Rashi explains the whole Mishnah, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who we learned in the previous shir, holds that even when there's only a chi of lav, there's no kedushin. So if maimer was given to one yavama, so if we say that the first maimer is effective, not as a lav of kivin shabona shivla yivna, so the second yavama to him is a chi of lav, and there's no kedushin, and that's why a maimer acha maimer. On the other hand, if you'll argue, says Rabbi Gamliel, that a maimer is ineffective, because a maimer is not one of the options that the Torah gave, so the first maimer is meaningless, and certainly the second maimer is meaningless. And that's why Gamliel holds, ain get ach get, v'loi maimer ach maimer. V'loi bila ach bila, this is very easy to understand. Once one Yavama had bia, so she becomes his wife, and all the other Yavamas are totally exempt. V'loi chalitza ach chalitza. Similar, if chalitza was given to one Yavama, so the zika between the brother's family and this brother is now completely dissolved, and there's no concept of chalitza afterwards. Chamim disagree with Rabbi Gamliel. They hold, yesh get ach get, one get can be effective after another get. And again, Rashi explains why. Because the Chamim hold, as we explained really, get is not effective and not ineffective, because it's really a drabonim digger concept. And since it's sort of effective and sort of not effective, Chazal said it could be effective to two Yavamas. Similarly, they hold with the same line of reasoning, Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer, but they will agree, at least at this point in the Mishnah, V'layach Abila V'layach Achalitza Klum, that after Yibam, after Bia is done with one Yivama, there is no room for Yibam in this family anymore, and after Chalitza is done with one widow, there is no longer any room for Chalitza in this family. Ketzad. So explains the Mishnah. Ketzad. And our Mishnah is referring to there's a number of points to be made to frame the situation that the Mishnah is referring to. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation where there's only one Yavam and one Yavama. That's how Rashi tells us to understand the Mishnah. And now the Mishnah is going to go through every scenario where Maimer was first done with this widow, and then after Maimer, Chalitza might have been done, or Get might have been done, or Bia might have been done. And then the Mishnah is going to discuss if a Get was given first between this one Yavam and one Yavama, and what happens after the Get. Again, three options: Bia, Chalitza, Maimer. And then the Mishnah discusses if Chalitza was done first, or Bia was done first, or between one Yavam and one Yavama. The Mefarshim explain why did the Mishnah choose the cases where Maimer and Get were done first, because those are concepts, as we said in our introductory remarks, that are Midrabanan. And throughout Shas we find a concept that something that's Midrabanan is Chavivalei. The Tana prefers to speak about the Rabbanan Diga concepts versus speaking about the Doraisa Diga concepts. So says the Mishnah. Awesome. And one more introductory remark. Even though we learned and we'll see in our Mishnah where the machloikus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel is relevant, where Rabbi Gamliel holds ein get acha get, ein maimer acha maimer, and Rabbanan hold yesh get acha get, yesh maimer acha maimer, that will be only relevant in the second part of the Mishnah. In the cases that we're now describing, Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim will agree what the din is. So says the Mishnah, also maimer b'yavimta, if he did maimer with the Yavama, the nasan l'get. So now he did sort of contradictory actions. The maimer is to make her his wife, and the get is to separate. So now, tzricha mena chalitza. Chalitza will be required. Let's think it through. Once he did maimer, the only way a maimer is dissolved is with a get, because a chalitza only dissolves a zika, doesn't dissolve a maimer. So he has to give a get. But the get doesn't dissolve the zika. So he needs to give a get to dissolve the maimer, and he needs to give a chalitza to dissolve the zika. Points out Tosfos, and I'm just going to mention this briefly, even though there's a lot to say about this. He says, when a maimer is done, and then a get is given, that get could have two purposes when the person gave the get. He can either be giving the get to dissolve the zika, even though Midaraisa get doesn't dissolve the zika, but he could be giving the get to attempt to dissolve the zika, and he could be giving a get to dissolve the maimer. So Tosfos draws a distinction, and Tosfos says that if the get was given to dissolve the zika, then the din of the Mishnah applies. But if maimer was done, and then a get is given, and the entire purpose of that get is just to dissolve the maimer, so we're back to where we started. There was no maimer because the get dissolved it, and she's back to Yavam and Yavama, and then Tosfos suggests that if the get was given specifically only for the maimer, he would be allowed to do Yibam. There are Rishonim that disagree with Tosfos and say that our Mishnah doesn't make such a difference, and Mishnah says if a get is given after the maimer, there's no more option for Yibam here. There are Rishonim that agree with Tosfos, but with variations. They say that if the get was given strictly only to dissolve the maimer, this woman can still be a candidate for Yibam, but not from the person that gave her the get, from one of the other brothers. Or another variation of that is that this woman will no longer be a candidate for Yibam, but maybe one of her tsaris could be a candidate for Yibam. Asa maimer v'chalitza, if he first did maimer and then he gave a chalitza, so the chalitza dissolves the zika, but the maimer hasn't been dissolved, tzrichim and a get. So she needs a get also. So I saw the achroidim discuss what should be done first, the chalitza or the get. So some achronim say that the chalitza should be done first, because the chalitza is a chiyuv deraisa. The get is a chiyuv derabbanim. Others say, and that's the way that it seems what the Mishnah says, others say that the get should be done first, because the chalitza is really what breaks the bond, so we want that done last, and after the chalitza she should be able to go get married. Asa maimer ubal, if he did maimer and then bila, harezek mitzvasa. As we said in our introductory remarks, that what Chazal really want. First do a kedushay shtar or kesef, and then do the bila. Nosan get for asa maimer, if a get was given, and then maimer, again, contradictory. Now we speak about get being done first. So first a get was given, and then maimer. Tzrich a get, she needs a get for chalitza. She needs a get for the maimer, but we need something to dissolve this relationship, the chalitza will do it. Nosen get ubal, if a get was given, and bia, so these again, contradictory situations, tzrich a get for chalitza. We need a get to add a chalitza. We need a get to dissolve the marriage, because midaraisa, she's his wife. Midaraisa was a bia, that makes her into his wife, and the only way to dissolve that is with a get. So now the obvious question is, why is chalitza required? If he gave a get, and then he did bia, and he gives chalitza, and then he gives a get to that bia, so why is the chalitza still required? So now we come to a new concept. We come to a concept called bia psula. What does a bia psula mean? And we discussed it, if you recall, on Daf Chavov. Here we're learning as follows. This bia that was done was a bia that shouldn't have been done. Because as we said, once a get is given, she's no longer a candidate for Yibam. Certainly if the get wasn't done, Lamaimer. A regular get being given, she's no longer a candidate for bia. Once she's no longer a candidate for bia, even if the bia was done, it's a bia psula, it's a deficient bia. And our Mishnah is teaching us that in a situation of a bia psula, chalitza is still required. That's why nosen get ubal, tzricha get v'chalitza. Nosen get v'chalitz. If he gave a get and he didn't get did chalitza, ein chalitza klum. So that totally severs the relationship and nothing more has to be done. Now the Mishnah discusses if the first thing that the Yovim did was chalitza, and after he gave chalitza, he did maimer, asa maimer, or nosen get, you have to learn with a comma here, or he gave a get after the chalitza, or bol, or he did bia, and as Rashi and Tosfos point out, some of these cases are obvious and shouldn't have been mentioned, because he gave chalitza, and then he gave a get, it's obvious that the get is meaningless. A chalitza is more powerful than a get. It's obvious that that get is meaningless. But say Rashi and Tosfos and all the Rishonim discussed this, we want to mention all situations, even the situations that are obvious to us. Oh, let's say you have again a situation of bol versus maimer. Here again we have a situation that is completely obvious. Maimer after bia is meaningless, because bia is so much more powerful than maimer. Or after the bia he did a get, or after the bia he did chalitza, einach chalitza klum. Once chalitza is given, that ends the relationship, and anything done after the chalitza is a meaningless act. And we'll discuss this more. Achas yivama achas livama echot, continues the Mishnah. Till now we've been discussing the situation, as we said, where there was one Yavam and one Yavama. Now the Mishnah begins to discuss the situation, and the concepts and the principles are the same. We just have to apply them. There were two wives, there were two widows left over, and there's one Yavam. And again, important to point out, here the Mishnah is going according to the Shita Drabonim. Because some of the halachas that we're going to learn now will not apply to Rabbi Gamaliel, who holds a maimer acha maimer, then get acha get. Says, and the first example is a perfect example. Case osa maimer bezu or maimer bezu. So according to Rabbi Gamaliel, this is totally meaningless. Because Rabbi Gamaliel said, a maimer acha maimer. So the second maimer doesn't get counted at all. The Rabbanan, who at the beginning of the Mishnah taught us, yesh maimer acha maimer, so this is relevant. So the two widows, and the Yavim first gave one widow maimer, and then the other widow maimer. So the halacha is, tzreich shnei gitin. She needs two gitin. Why? To dissolve those maimers. The chalitza. So Rashi explains, one chalitza is required. to dissolve the Zika, and either one is a candidate for that chalitza. Taisa says that just like we spoke at the beginning of the Mishnah of a concept of a biya psula, this may be a chalitza psula. Since in this situation, both widows are not candidates for biya, why? Both widows are not candidates for biya, because each one had maimer, so that excludes each one, not both of them. I can't do yibam with the other one because I have maimer with a co-wife. So it's a situation of a chalitza psula. And Taisa says, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and the Perek, there are mandam that hold that when we're faced with a situation of a chalitza psula, it's not adequate to just do one chalitza. Rather, every widow has to receive her own chalitza. Maimer bazu, the get lazu. One widow received the maimer, and one widow received the get. So, again, he won't be able to marry any of them. The halach is tzrich a get. He has to give a get for the maimer, and he has to give a chalitza to dissolve the zika deraisa. And we'll discuss in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem, does he have the option of giving the chalitza to either of the two widows, or should he give the chalitza to one specific widow? Continues the Gemara. Maimer bazu, ubala zu. One widow he did maimer with. So once he did maimer with that widow, the other widow, no longer, as we said on our introductory remarks, is a candidate for Yibum. But he went to Balazu. He did do beer with her. Sriches beis gittin. Two gittin are required. One to dissolve the maimer, which, are we saying, requires a get to dissolve. And one to certainly dissolve the beer, because Midaraisa, she's his wife. But since this is a situation of a beer psula, as we said in Amun Aleph, why is it a biya psula? Because the woman that he had biya with was no longer a candidate to him for Yibam, because he gave maimer to the other wife. And as we said, a biya psula requires, we said this in Amun Aleph, requires a chalitza afterward. So even though he's giving get to both of them, he's going to still have to do chalitza. Maimer bazu, the first widow he did maimer, the chalitz lazu, and to the second widow he did chalitza. The first wife requires a get, because something has to dissolve that maimer. Get lazu, the get lazu. If he gave a get to both wives, tzrichi mena chalitza, a chalitza is required. Here, the Rishonim point out, certainly only one chalitza will be adequate, and as also we'll see in the Gemara, he could choose which of those two women to give the chalitza. Why? Because both of these women already have the status of a grusha. So neither of them is going to be able to marry a kohen. He can't marry the relatives of either of them because he gave a divorce to both of them. So it doesn't make a difference who he chooses to give the chalitza to. Get lazu. Ubal lazu. If he gave a get to the first wife and then he did a bia to the second wife, tzricha get v'chalitza. A get has to be given for the wife that got the bia, and a chalitza, as we said, because it's a situation of bia psula. Get lazu umaim lazu. If he gave a get to the first wife and a maim to the second wife, tzricha get v'chalitza. We need a get to dissolve the maimer, and we need a chalitza to dissolve the zika. Get lazu v'chalitz lazu. The first wife received a get, and the second wife received the chalitza. So this goes back to what we learned at the bottom of Amud Aleph. Since a chalitza completely dissolves all relationships, there's no need to do anything after that chalitza. Einach a chalitza klum. Cholatz v'cholatz. He did chalitza on the first widow, and then he did chalitza on the second widow. Or cholatz umasa maimer. He did chalitza to the first widow, and then he did maimer to the second widow. Nosen get ubal. He gave a get to the first widow, and then a bia to the second widow. Oibal abal, he did bia to the both widows, which, again, we have to repeat what we said at the beginning of the Mishnah. Since our Mishnah represents the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, that there's no kedushin by Chai V'Lavin, since once he did bia with the first widow, the second widow is Osetim, with a Chiv Lav, of Kivin Shabana, or Kivin Shabana Shuvla Yivna, so that's not considered his wife. Oibal, V'mas and Maimer, or the first widow he did bia to, and the second widow he did Maimer to, Nasan get v'cholatz, or then he gave a get, and then he gave chalitza to the second widow, Einach a chalitza klum. afterwards, it's meaningless. And like Rashi says, all like the Gemara Mishnah says, and we said when we began, all these halachas apply, ben yavam echel shtei yavamis, whether it was only one yavam and two yavamis, or whether there were two yavams and one yavam. Now the Mishnah continues to discuss these cases. Chalatz vasa maimer. If somebody did chalitza, and then he did maimer. Nosn get a ball, he gave a get and then he did bia. Or ball vasa maimer, he did bia and maimer. All of these things were done after the chalitza, or nosn get v'chalatz. In all these situations, the Rishonim explain, the first thing that was done was a chalitza. And after the chalitza was done, he chose to do beer with another widow, or get with another widow, or maimer with another widow, or the Rishonim say with the very same widow. It makes no difference. Einach a chalitza klum. Once a chalitza is done, so as we've been saying in this Mishnah, that severs all relationships, and nothing further has to be done. It makes no difference, says the Mishnah, bein betchila, if the first act was done, the first act that was done is a chalitza, bein beemtza, whether chalitza happened between a maimer and a get, bein besoif, or whether you have a situation that there was first a get, and then there was a maimer, or vice versa, a maimer and then a get, and then a chalitza. As long, once the chalitza was done, that severs all relationship, and einach a chalitza klum. However, says this Tana, that's regarding chalitza. However, bi'ila is different. The bi'ila, b'zman shebetchila, if the first thing that a yavam did with any of the yavamas, makes no difference if there's only one yavama or more than one yavama, it makes no difference if there's only one yavam or more than one yavam, if the first thing that was done is a bi'ya, so all the zika medaraisa is now dissolved, because he did yibam. Yibam means yibam. And there's nothing more to do. However, v'beila, b'zman shebetchila, if bia was done as the first act, en achrei klum, there's no more room for anything else. However, b'emtza b'soif, let's say there was a get and then bia, or there was a get and maimer and then bia, that bia doesn't sever all the relationships. The maimer that would happen before would require a get to dissolve it. Or, as we learned before, if there was a get preceding the bia. So since the get preceded the bia now became a bia psula, as we explained in the Mishnah. And a bia psula is not that potent, and a chalitza will still be required. So when does a bia cause the einach rea klum, there is no room for any further requirements? That is only the first act done in this zika situation was a bia. But if the first act was not a bia, then the halacha changes. That's the Tanakama's shita. Rav Nechemya disagrees, and we'll discuss this machlokes more, mitzvashem. Rav Nechemya aimer, achas bi'ila v'achas chalitza. Just like we said by chalitza, once a chalitza is done, that completely severs the zika, and makes no difference if there was something done before the chalitza, or after the chalitza, same thing with bia, bein betchila, bein besoif, bein beemtza, bein besoif, and achrei klum. Says the Gemara, I can't like pligi, the machlokes that we had at the beginning of our Mishnah, between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbanon, was if a get acha get is effective, or maimer acha maimer, or maimer after maimer is effective. Aval get acha biyavama, but that a get is effective, or maimer acha biyavama, or that a maimer is effective, as we so discussed in our introductory remarks, everybody agrees, Mahani, that a get does have an effect and has to be dealt with, and that the maimer has an effect and has to be dealt with. And the Gemara's question is, my tam omer rabbanon get biyavama bahani. As we said, midaraisa, there is no room for a get between a yavam and a yavama. The only thing that there's room for is chalitza. So why did Chazal say that if somebody chose to do a get, that it has any meaning? My tam omer rabbanon get biyavama bahani. Answers the Gemara, mishum de bahani ba'alma. We know that in all situations between a husband and a wife, a get is a very important and powerful tool. Now says the Gemara, di amrit loy mahani, if we're going to say that when there's a relationship between a yavam and a yavama, a get is not a powerful tool, amri, people are going to make the following error. They're going to say, get lahitzia. The purpose of a get is to separate. The chalitz lahitzia, and chalitza is to separate. Umid get loimahani. And if we're seeing that a get is meaningless, and that's why if a yavam gives a yavama a get, we'll say it has absolutely no value and it's nothing to be considered. People are going to say chalitza alone is meaningless, because they equate in their minds a chalitza to the get. V'os lemivel ach chalitza. And people are going to make the mistake that after chalitza is given, they're going to say that that doesn't completely sever the relationship. The chalitza that was given doesn't completely sever the relationship, and they're going to still do bia, which we know is osur, because as we've been saying, kivin shalai bona, once chalitza was given, shuv layivna, there's a chiv lav to do bia. So in order to avoid this type of an error, Chazal made a get have value. Now ask the Gemara another question. Again, going back to what we said. Midoraisa, the only thing that creates the relationship, that consummates the relationship between a Yavam and a Yavama, is Bia, nothing more. So where is there room for Maimer? Maitama Amru Rabbonon Maimer B'Yavani Mahani. Answers the Gemara. Mishun the Mahani Ba'alma. Normally, Maimer, which represents Kedusha Shtar V'Kesef, is certainly a very effective tool. That's how every Kedushin is generally done. The Amrit Loi Mahani, and if we will now suggest that it isn't effective, Amri, people are going to make the following error. They're going to say, Maimer Liknos, Maimer creates a relationship, normally, between a man and a woman, or Bia Liknos. And Bia, by Yavam and Yavama, creates a relationship. If we're going to say, with the Maimer Loi Mahani, that the Maimer doesn't create the relationship, even though in all situations, in all normal situations, between a man and a woman, Maimer, Kedusha Shtar V'Kesef, are effective. They're going to say if Maimer isn't effective here, be a Maimer Loi Mahani. So even if one Yavam did be with another Yavam, with one of the Yavamas, they'll say that's not really that effective. V'osel Mivo Achabia. So they're going to, another brother may think that he could do bia with another yavama. Or this brother that did bia could think that he could still do bia with another wife. Because since all he did was bia, and bia itself is not effective, since we see maimer is not effective, and in a human mind, in the average person's mind, he equates maimer to bia, he's going to make the mistake. And we know that once bia is done, kivin shabana, once he did bia with one widow, shivla yivna, all the other widows and all the other brothers are totally excluded, not just excluded, usher to do any ma'aseh bia. Another halacha. What did Chazal say? As we explained the bia psula meaning, that if bia was done in a situation where bia shouldn't have been done, for example, a get was given, and once a get is given, the bia is a bia psula, because she's not really a candidate for bia. My tama omrabonon bia psula yesh achrei klum amri. So they say, let's evaluate, let's analyze in which situations can we have a bia psula. If there's a bia achaget, that's the example that I just gave, the first a get was given, and then bia is done. Gzeira bia achaget, Chazal said that bia achaget is, we should consider a bia psula, and we should say the chalitza is still required. Mishum bia achaget chalitza. What's going to be the halacha if chalitza was done? If we're going to say that a get is adequate after, if we're going to say that a get is adequate after a bia psula, people are going to say that even after a regular bia, or even a regular bia could be done after chalitza, which of course we know is not true. Because once chalitza is done, there's a din of kivin shloi bona, shuv layivna. Again, into the Gemara. E biach gethi, gzeir biach get, mishum biach chalitza. We're going to allow, if that bia is going to be considered a full-fledged bia, people will make a mistake and think that bia could be done after chalitza. V biach maimahi, if it's a situation after maimer, gzeir biach maimer, mishum biach bia. If people are going to allow bia to be done to a different widow, after one widow received Maimer, they're going to think that after one widow received Bia, when she's a full-fledged wife, because that's the yivam of the Torah, you could do bia with another widow, which of course we know is aser, as kivin shabana, shavla yivna. However, now ask the Gemara, that's why we're machmer with a bia psula. Why are we not stringent with a chalitza psula? Umay tama omer rabbanon, hai chalitza psula, enach reklam, why aren't we concerned? Answers the Gemara, again, let's think about what are the situations of a chalitza psula. Amri, my nigzer. Nigzer chalitza ach get. Should we say that chalitza after a get is ineffective? Mishim chalitza ach chalitza. Because we're concerned that if chalitza after a get won't be effective, if you give chalitza twice to a woman, or you give chalitza to one widow, and then chalitza to another widow, says the Gemara, so what is? So if you give chalitza twice to the same woman, or you give chalitza to two widows, maybe it's meaningless, but it doesn't bother me. Kol kihani tachlitz v'tezel. It doesn't really have any halachic meaning. Ligzer, should we make gzeira, suggest the Gemara. Chalitza acha maimer, that after maimer is done, and then a chalitza is done, that chalitza should be ineffective. Mishim chalitza acha bia, because chalitza that's done after bia, says the Gemara, what are we concerned? Ata chalitza acha maimer, what are we concerned that if we're going to say that chalitza achabia is nothing, people are going to not require a get because they're going to confuse it with chalitza achamaimer? Miloi boy get lemaimara. Chalitza achamaimer requires a get. So that's why chalitza achabia nami boy get lebiyasai, and there's no room for error, and that's why Chazal had no reason to say that after chalitza psula we have to be concerned.